14 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we've asked Gerald Giacomelli to come in to talk about the 5th Annual Charity Golf Classic that he is doing in, or is part of in support of the Lindsay Rachel Giacomelli Memorial Fund through the Calgary Foundation, and it's in June, and we liked the story and wanted to help out and welcome him to the program this morning. Morning, Gerald.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
He's nice. Just back from Colombia, where he grew his beard.
Colombia?
Yeah, my boy's been backpacking there since August, so I went down to see him.
How old is your boy?
He's 22.
Really? Is he enjoying that?
He's loving it. He's coming back in August. He'll been gone for a year.
Beautiful country, I understand, but when you say Colombia to me, I think danger, danger.
Well, that's what I thought until he told me don't believe the stories.
Is that right?
It's absolutely true. I mean, there's army and police everywhere and guns everywhere, but it's totally safe for the travel.
I asked Jerry if it was hard for him for his boy to leave the country, and he said yes. The reason being is this golf tournament is in memory of his daughter who he lost in 2005.
Tell us the story. How did you lose Lindsay, Gerald?
Well, she died suddenly and unexpectedly in March of 2005. It was a hit-and-run crime. So that was the big thing.
Is that here in Calgary?
Yeah, on St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Was it a drunk driver?
Unofficially, but yes, it was.
Unofficially, how so?
Meaning through the trial, they showed how he had been drinking all day, but they didn't have enough proof to make that claim.
Because he wasn't apprehended that night and blew into a thing.
I see.
Okay.
How'd they catch this guy?
Well, that was on a Thursday that it happened, and he ran. And they tracked him down in Toronto on a plane on the following Monday. The story that I got was he was booked on 2 one-way tickets on 2 different planes.
No kidding.
And Peel County officers had tracked him down to one plane, so they're waiting on the plane, but he wasn't sitting in his seat. And at the last minute, passenger came on. Stewardess asked him to move from a seat that he shouldn't have been in, and when the officer spotted him, they nabbed him.
And where was he on his way to?
UK, one-way ticket.
And instead he did time?
He got convicted after about 2.5 years of on and off trial. Wow. He went away. Well, he was sentenced to 30 months, and he served 7 months.
Seven.
Yeah.
Oh, as a parent, I don't even know how you digest that. I mean, it must have been good news for you to know that they caught him.
Yeah.
But 7 months.
Yeah, that's the Canadian legal system.
Yeah, it sure is. It's seriously wanting when it comes to crimes made with cars.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about
the
very small bit of good that came out of this. How did you decide that it was a golf classic that would help keep Lindsay's name alive?
Well, so this happened in March, and Lindsay's birthday was in June, and getting close to June, I'm not sure when exactly, call it May. I called up my buddy and I said, hey, why don't we get a few guys to go out on her birthday, and maybe we'll raise some funds some dollars for the fund and get me out of the house. And his comment was, I've already started organizing that, and I've just been waiting for your call.
No kidding.
So we went out on, I think the Saturday or something was June 17th, and we had, there's like 57 golfers. But that was also the wet season, 2005. So we got rained out. About half the people hang back in the clubhouse, and we had breakfast, drank coffee, and then we went back out in September. But as a result of that, we raised $11,000 just through donations for the fund. Mm. So that was the first one, in the first year.
How did you decide what to do with the money, Gerald?
Well, back in March when it all happened, it was my father-in-law's suggestion. You know, I wasn't thinking at all. Mm-hmm. And he said, why don't we just start a memorial fund through the Calgary Foundation? And he got all the details, and we did it. And then after that, it picked up momentum. It was kind of like my focus in life, I'll say that.
What's the fund used for?
My wife and I designate which charity in the Calgary area that we think Lindsay, knowing what her interests were, and donate to that in her name.
What were some of her interests?
Like the first year, let me recall, was the Calgary Zoo. She loved the elephants. She was a zoo nut. We would go all the time.
Yeah.
So they were raising funds for the new elephant house. So we donated to the elephant house, and there's a bit of a plaque there.
Wow.
Or a rolling honor screen in the elephant house. The second year was, was the military museum. She, at her age, like most young people, don't appreciate the military or understand what they did. It was for the museum expansion of the military museum. And that donation, there's a new mural that they created in the lobby of the museum that there's a plaque in there with her name.
Where are you going to put the funds this year?
This year it's going to intensive care unit at Foothills Hospital.
Fantastic.
For some new equipment or participate in some new equipment.
And you readily admit it's to help keep her name alive, right? Her name is everywhere around the city.
That's what I'm trying to do, get a plaque or something everywhere so people don't forget. That's the problem. You know, you get carried on with your life and you just, you know, that's normal. So I try to prevent that.
It says here, as a university student on a limited budget, Lindsay still found time and money to donate to charities like World Vision, Tsunami Relief, Juno Beach Center. And each year the proceeds of the Memorial Fund is donated to charities, as Gerald was saying, that reflect Lindsay's interests. So how do you get involved? If you want to golf, what do you do,
Gerald? Well, I sent out email notices with the application form in March, first of March. But we've got a web page where it's posted on there as well. LindsayGiacomelli.com.
I'll put that on our site right away.
Okay.
And then that's where individual or team entries can go. How about sponsors? You looking for sponsors, donations, golfers, anything?
All of the above. We've got right now 7 sponsors for this year, and we've got, as of last night, 50 golfers.
And Elbow Springs, nice course.
Yeah.
Elbow Springs on June 5th. So on our website, Q107FM.ca, Patty will post all the information.
Yeah, and I'll link Lindsay's site. There's a beautiful memorial site for her.
Thank you for coming in, Gerald.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate that.
I want to leave you guys with a note that Gerald and I were just discussing. If you see people wandering around on the street homeless and you wonder, how did that happen? Gerald said, had he not had other kids, that's exactly where he'd be. So when you see someone wandering around and mumbling, they've got a story and there's a reason for it.
Not something you recover from ever, Gerald?
I don't think so.
No.
It was nice to meet you. Real
really, really nice to meet you. Good luck with it, and hope we can help in some small way. Good luck with this
year's
tournament.
Raise big funds.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
All right, thanks.